Welcome to Building Passive Income, the podcast for professionals, entrepreneurs, and investors who want to build wealth, diversify beyond Wall Street, and create true financial freedom through passive commercial real estate investing. I'm Wayne Courageous III, founding and managing principal of CREI Partners, a leading commercial real estate company. I created CREI Colin, an AI-powered resource to serve as your investor education guide, built on the insights and experience we've developed at CREI Partners. CREI Colin is here to educate you through passive investing and tax strategy topics to help your journey in passive investing. Just a quick disclaimer, this podcast and CREI Colin is for educational purposes only and is not legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with your attorney, CPA, and financial advisor before making any investment decisions. I've spent nearly two decades helping investors understand the power of commercial real estate, from multifamily to storage to retail. Each episode is under 15 minutes, simple to follow, and packed with insights to help you grow your income and protect your capital without becoming a landlord. If you're ready to learn quickly and invest smarter, you're in the right place. Welcome to Building Passive Income. Let's build wealth together. Here's CREI Colin.
Welcome back to Building Passive Income. I'm CREI Colin. Over the past 2 days, we've discussed markets that may offer attractive cash flow opportunities and explored the differences between secondary and tertiary markets. Today, we're diving into the fundamental economic and demographic factors that drive rental demand and long-term investment performance: population growth and job growth. Understanding these trends is critical for evaluating any market because they directly impact rental demand, vacancy rates, rent growth, and property values. You can find a property with great cash flow today, but if the market's population is declining and jobs are leaving, that cash flow may not be sustainable long-term. Conversely, markets with strong population and job growth tend to support stable rental demand, lower vacancy rates, and potential for rent increases over time. Today, I'm going to explain why population growth and job growth matter for cash flow investors, how to research and evaluate these trends, what types of job growth are most valuable, the relationship between growth and cash flow potential, how to balance growth with affordability, and red flags to watch for when evaluating market fundamentals. By the end of this episode, you'll know how to research and evaluate the demographic and economic trends that impact your investment performance. Let's start with why population growth matters. Population growth is one of several important indicators investors use when evaluating long-term rental demand. When a market's population is growing, more people need housing, which creates demand for both owner-occupied and rental properties. Growing populations often support lower vacancy rates due to increased housing demand, stable or increasing rents as demand meets or exceeds supply, long-term appreciation potential as demand for housing grows, economic vitality as businesses follow population growth. Population growth can come from two sources: natural increase, which is births minus deaths, and net migration, which is people moving into the area minus people moving out. For real estate investors, net migration is typically more important than natural increase because it represents people actively choosing to move to an area, usually for jobs, quality of life, or affordability. Positive net migration may indicate a market is attracting residents for a variety of economic or lifestyle reasons. Markets with negative net migration are losing residents, which can signal economic challenges, declining job markets, or quality of life issues. Population trends should be evaluated over multiple years to identify consistent patterns rather than short-term fluctuations. Now let's talk about why job growth matters. Many investors consider job growth to be one of the most important factors influencing long-term rental demand. Strong job markets create consistent rental demand from employed residents, ability for tenants to afford rent and pay on time, population growth as people move to areas with employment opportunities, economic stability and resilience during downturns, potential for rent growth as incomes increase. Job growth and population growth are closely linked. People move to where the jobs are, and businesses locate where there are workers. Markets with strong job growth tend to attract population growth, creating a positive cycle of economic expansion. Markets with job losses tend to experience population decline as residents leave to find employment elsewhere. For cash flow investors, consistent job growth may help support long-term rental demand and tenant stability. Economic conditions and employment trends can change and should be monitored over time. Now let's talk about the relationship between growth and cash flow. Here's an important nuance. High growth markets don't always produce the strongest cash flow because rising property prices can compress returns. High growth markets tend to attract investor attention, which drives up property prices. As property prices increase faster than rents, rent-to-price ratios compress, making cash flow more difficult to achieve. Examples include markets like Austin, Denver, Phoenix, and parts of Florida that have experienced rapid growth in recent years. These markets may offer appreciation potential, but often present cash flow challenges due to elevated property prices. Moderate growth or stable markets often provide better cash flow opportunities because property prices remain more affordable relative to rents. Examples include many Midwest and secondary Southeast markets that have steady, consistent growth without the price appreciation that compresses cash flow. The key is finding markets with enough growth to support stable rental demand and economic vitality, but not so much growth that property prices have become disconnected from rents. Growth rates, property values, and cash flow potential vary significantly by market and can change over time. Now let's talk about what types of job growth matter most. Not all job growth is created equal for real estate investors. Job growth factor 1, quality of jobs. Higher paying industries may support stronger tenant purchasing power and rental demand. Lower paying jobs in retail, hospitality, and service industries still create rental demand, but may result in more price sensitive tenants. Job growth factor 2, diversity of industries. Markets with diverse economies across multiple industries are more resilient during economic downturns. If one industry struggles, others can provide stability. Markets dependent on a single industry or employer face concentration risk if that industry or employer experiences challenges. Job growth factor 3, stability of employment. Stable, long-term employment creates more reliable rental demand than seasonal or temporary jobs. Markets with major employers offering stable, year-round employment tend to have more consistent rental demand. Job growth factor 4, major employers and anchors. Markets with major employment anchors like universities, hospitals, military bases, or large corporations tend to have stable rental demand. These institutions provide consistent employment that supports the local economy. Employment trends should be evaluated alongside broader economic conditions and industry diversification. Job growth factor 5, small business and entrepreneurship. Markets with growing small business sectors and entrepreneurial activity demonstrate economic vitality and diversification. Employment diversity and stability vary significantly across markets and industries. Now let's talk about how to research population and job growth. Research Source 1, U.S. Census Bureau. The Census Bureau provides population data, migration data, and demographic information for every market in the country. Key resources include decennial census data, every 10 years, American Community Survey, annual estimates, Population Estimates Program, migration flow data. Census data is available at census.gov and provides detailed demographic information by metro area, county, and city. Research Source 2, Bureau of Labor Statistics. The BLS provides comprehensive employment data including total employment by metro area, unemployment rates, job growth rates, employment by industry sector, wage and income data. BLS data is available at bls.gov and is updated monthly and annually. Research Source 3, State and Local Economic Development Agencies. Most states and many cities have economic development agencies that publish reports on population trends, job growth, major employers, and economic initiatives. These agencies often provide forward-looking information about planned developments, business relocations, and growth projections. Research Source 4, Local Chambers of Commerce. Chambers of Commerce can provide information about major employers, business climate, and economic trends. Research Source 5, Real Estate Market Reports. Organizations like the National Association of Realtors, local realtor associations, and commercial real estate firms publish market reports with demographic and economic data. Research Source 6, Private Data Providers. Companies like ESRI, CoStar, and others provide demographic and economic data, though some require subscriptions. Data collection methodologies differ among providers, so comparing multiple reputable sources can improve analysis. Data sources and methodologies vary, and investors should consult multiple sources when evaluating market trends. Now let's talk about what to look for when evaluating growth trends. Evaluation factor 1. Consistent, multi-year trends. Look at population and job growth over at least 5 to 10 years to identify consistent patterns. 1 or 2 years of growth or decline may not represent a long-term trend. Consistent growth over multiple years is a stronger signal than short-term fluctuations. Evaluation factor 2. Growth relative to national averages. Compare the market's growth rates to national averages to understand whether it's outperforming or underperforming. Growth rates should be evaluated within the context of affordability, supply, and local market conditions. Evaluation factor 3. Net migration trends. Pay particular attention to net migration. Are people moving to the market or leaving? Positive net migration indicates the market is attracting residents, which is a strong positive signal. Negative net migration suggests people are leaving, which raises concerns about economic opportunity and quality of life. Evaluation factor 4. Age demographics. Look at the age distribution of the population. Markets with younger, working-age populations tend to have stronger rental demand. Markets with aging populations may face different housing demand patterns. Evaluation factor 5. Income and wage trends. Look at median household income and wage growth. Rising incomes support rent growth and tenant ability to pay. Evaluation factor 6. Unemployment rates. Compare the market's unemployment rate to state and national averages. Lower unemployment rates indicate stronger job markets and economic health. Evaluation factor 7. Major employer announcements. Research recent announcements of major employers expanding, relocating to, or leaving the market. Large employer moves can significantly impact local economies and rental demand. Economic and demographic data represent historical trends and do not guarantee future performance. Now let's talk about balancing growth with affordability for cash flow. As we discussed earlier, the highest growth markets often present cash flow challenges due to elevated property prices. Many cash flow investors look for markets that combine moderate, steady population growth rather than explosive growth, consistent job growth across diverse industries, affordable property prices that haven't been driven up by investor speculation, stable rental demand supported by local employment, reasonable rent-to-price ratios that support cash flow. Markets that fit this profile often include secondary markets with steady growth, tertiary markets with stable employment anchors, markets that are growing but haven't yet attracted significant investor attention, markets with diverse economies that provide stability. The key is finding markets where growth supports rental demand without driving property prices to levels that eliminate cash flow. Market conditions and the relationship between growth and affordability vary significantly and change over time. Now let's talk about red flags when evaluating market fundamentals. Red flag 1. Declining population over multiple years. Consistent population decline suggests people are leaving the market, which can lead to increased vacancy, declining rents, and falling property values. Some markets may experience temporary population fluctuations, so evaluate trends over multiple years. Red flag 2. Negative job growth or high unemployment. Markets losing jobs or with persistently high unemployment face challenges supporting rental demand and tenant ability to pay rent. Red flag 3. Dependence on a single industry or employer. Markets heavily dependent on one industry or one major employer face concentration risk. If that industry or employer struggles, the entire local economy can be impacted. Red flag 4. Aging population with limited young adult population. Markets with aging populations and limited young adult populations may face declining rental demand over time as the population ages and housing needs change. Red flag 5. Declining or stagnant wages. Markets where wages are declining or not keeping pace with inflation may struggle to support rent growth. Red flag 6. Major employer departures. Recent announcements of major employers closing facilities or leaving the market can signal economic challenges ahead. Red flag 7. High poverty rates. Markets with high poverty rates may face challenges with tenant quality, rent collection, and property maintenance. Red flag 8. Lack of economic diversity. Markets with limited economic diversity are more vulnerable to industry-specific downturns. These red flags don't necessarily mean you should avoid a market entirely, but they warrant careful consideration and additional due diligence. Some investors successfully invest in challenging markets with appropriate strategies and risk management. Now let's talk about examples of markets with different growth profiles. These examples are for educational purposes to illustrate different growth patterns and should not be considered investment recommendations. Market conditions change over time and vary significantly. High growth market example, Austin, Texas, historical pattern. Austin has experienced rapid population and job growth over the past decade, driven by technology companies, corporate relocations, and quality of life factors. This growth has attracted significant investor attention and historically contributed to higher property values, although market conditions have evolved. While the market has strong fundamentals, cash flow can be challenging due to elevated property prices relative to rents. Investors in high-growth markets may prioritize appreciation potential over immediate cash flow. Future growth and appreciation are uncertain, and market conditions can change. Moderate growth market example, Indianapolis, Indiana. Indianapolis has experienced steady, consistent population and job growth over many years. The market has diverse employment across healthcare, manufacturing, logistics, and government sectors. Property prices have remained relatively affordable compared to many markets, which has historically created opportunities for investors seeking both affordability and cash flow. The market demonstrates the balance of growth and affordability that many cash flow investors seek. Stable market example, Cleveland, Ohio. Cleveland's population has been relatively stable in recent years after decades of decline. The market has diverse employment in healthcare, manufacturing, and professional services. Property prices remain affordable, which may provide attractive cash flow opportunities depending on property selection and underwriting. While growth is limited, stable employment and affordable prices can support cash flow investing. Declining market example, Detroit, Michigan, historical pattern. Detroit experienced significant population and job losses over several decades due to automotive industry challenges. Some neighborhoods have seen revitalization in recent years, while others continue to face challenges. The market illustrates the risks of economic concentration and population decline, though some investors have found opportunities in specific neighborhoods. Declining markets present higher risk and require careful property and neighborhood selection. These examples illustrate how different growth patterns impact investment opportunities and strategies. Now let's talk about how to incorporate growth analysis into your investment decisions. Step 1. Research population and job trends for any market you're considering. Use the data sources we discussed to gather at least 5 to 10 years of historical data. Step 2. Evaluate whether trends are positive, stable, or negative. Look for consistent patterns rather than short-term fluctuations. Step 3. Assess economic diversity and major employers. Understand what industries drive the local economy and whether there's adequate diversification. Step 4. Consider how growth trends align with your investment strategy. If you're prioritizing cash flow, moderate growth with affordability may be more attractive than high growth with elevated prices. If you're seeking appreciation potential, higher growth markets may align better with your goals. Step 5. Monitor trends over time. Economic and demographic conditions change, so continue monitoring markets where you invest. Step 6. Diversify across markets with different growth profiles. Depending on portfolio size and investment objectives, diversification across multiple markets may help reduce concentration risk. Investment strategies should be tailored to individual goals, risk tolerance, and market conditions. Now let's talk about growth projections and forward-looking analysis. While historical data is valuable, forward-looking analysis can provide additional insights. Look for announced corporate relocations or expansions, major infrastructure projects like highways, airports, or transit systems, university expansions or new campus developments, healthcare facility expansions, economic development initiatives and incentives, population and employment projections from state and local agencies. Forward-looking projections are estimates, and actual results may differ significantly. Use projections as one input among many, not as the sole basis for investment decisions. Let me close with this. Population growth and job growth are two important factors investors commonly evaluate when assessing long-term rental demand and market fundamentals. Markets with consistent population growth, diverse job growth, and stable employment tend to support strong rental demand, lower vacancy rates, and potential for rent growth over time. However, the highest growth markets are not always the best cash flow markets due to elevated property prices. Many cash flow investors look for markets that combine moderate, steady growth that supports rental demand while maintaining affordable property prices relative to rents. Research population and job trends thoroughly using reliable data sources. Evaluate trends over multiple years, assess economic diversity and major employers, and consider how growth patterns align with your investment strategy. Monitor markets over time as conditions change, and depending on portfolio size and investment objectives, diversification across multiple markets may help reduce concentration risk. Tomorrow, we're diving into rent-to-price ratios, how to calculate them, what they tell you about cash flow potential, and how to use them to identify attractive markets. Thanks for listening. I'm CREI Colin. Let's keep building passive income together.
Thanks for tuning in to Building Passive Income. Today's episode helped shift your mindset or gave you a new tool to grow your wealth. Do us a favor and like, subscribe, and share this podcast with someone you care about. Want to go deeper? Join our free passive investor coaching program at passiveinvestorcoaching.com. It's the perfect next step to start building wealth through commercial real estate the right way. Remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision, and it starts with building passive income. We'll see you in the next episode.